The Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design by Jonathan Wells, Ph.D. Continued. Disc 3. Chapter 7. You'd think Darwin created the Internet. Guess what? Darwinists boast that nothing in biology makes sense except in the light of evolution. But agriculture and medicine owe nothing to Darwinism. The often repeated claim that Darwinism is indispensable to understanding and combating antibiotic resistance is untrue. Most major biological disciplines were founded by scientists who either preceded Darwin or rejected his theory. Even though the evidence for Darwinism is so thin that it doesn't qualify as a theory by the Darwinists' own definition, evolutionary biologist Theodosius Dobzhansky wrote in 1973 that nothing in biology makes sense except in light of it. Modern Darwinists often make the same claim. In 1999, U.S. National Academy of Sciences President Bruce Alberts wrote, "The evolution of all the organisms that live on Earth today from ancestors that lived in the past is at the core of genetics, biochemistry, neurobiology, physiology, ecology, and other biological disciplines." Douglas J. Futuima's 2005 college textbook Evolution declares, "Evolutionary biology is increasingly recognized for its usefulness. In fields as disparate as public health, agriculture, and computer science, the concepts, methods, and data of evolutionary biology make indispensable contributions to both basic and applied research. For anyone who envisions a career based on the life sciences, whether as physician or as biological researcher, an understanding of evolution is indispensable." Nothing in biology makes sense without Darwinism. It's at the core of all biological disciplines. It is indispensable to the life sciences. Or is it? Agriculture and genetics. The major advances in modern agriculture were not only pre-Darwinian, but also predominantly political and mechanical. By 1800, the enclosure of fields had transformed European agriculture from subsistence-level feudalism to a more efficient system of individual ownership. Efficiency was further improved by the invention of seed drills, iron plows, and threshing machines, all before Darwin published The Origin of Species in 1859. Even after 1859, most agricultural advances had no connection to Darwin's theory. Better harrows, seeding equipment, and cultivators improved efficiency. The use of manure as fertilizer increased yields. Silos prevented spoilage and improved the quality of feed. Tractors were invented. Animal breeding and horticulture were well developed before 1800. Pre-Darwinian breeders knew the importance of selection, and many books about it were available in English by 1859.